and people thought the music that he made. The Penguins against an older Alaska Anchorage Seawolves squad that's ranked 23 in the nation currently. They're 4-2, but both of those losses came at the hands of top 10 ranked opponents. So some of the key players to look for on the Dominican side of things: Brooke Swingle is the senior setter, captain and leader of the team. Last season, during her 2009 season, she was first in the PacWest in service aces. She's the only senior on the squad, and she leads the team with 74 assists so far. Rhea Falealili is the 5'10 freshman outside hitter leading the team in kills right now with 38 and kills per game with 2.92. Ashley Sand, the 6-foot sophomore middle blocker, her performance tonight will be crucial against the outside hitters of Alaska Anchorage. For the Anchorage squad, Mackenzie Moss is a returning 5'11 junior outside hitter, tied for the team in the lead in kills right now, 55, and kills per game. She leads it with 3.44. Siobhan Johansson, the 5'7 freshman setter, will also be important. She leads the team currently this season with 108 assists. And, of course, Jackie Mathiasson, the 5'11 junior outside hitter. She's tied for the team lead in kills with Moss. Last season, Stu, she was the 2009 GNAC. She was the GNAC first team all-conference performer. So it should be an interesting game against a pretty good Seawolves squad.
Penguins so far have played only away. This is the first home game under head coach Gail Stammer, of course, in her first season. She's assisted by John Engstrom and Katie Nelson. Laurel Grand, for those DU fans in the past, will recognize Grand's name, a great outside hitter for the DU's the last 4 years. And the Penguins squad is now being introduced here at the Conlin Center by the overhead announcer. The starters for, we're still waiting on the starters for the Seawolves. Mike, what's a Seawolf?
I have no idea.
I think they're quite common up there in Anchorage.
Yeah, they must be.
I know what a penguin is, and I think they're natural predators, but I'm not positive. Tonight they are here in the Conlin Center. The Penguins, NC2A, Division II Volleyball. Right here, worldwide on the B2 Networks, welcoming all of our viewers worldwide for the first time ever from the Conlin Center, live video action. Penguin Volleyball broadcasting live video across the universe. Penguin Radio on the air, broadcasting from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, from Mumbai to Dubai, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. It is radio.dominican.edu on the B2 Radio Networks, and every penny goes to DU Athletics. So we appreciate the support. Terry Toomey, our AD, he is in the house. And we are ready for the national anthem, I do believe. Please rise. So for those of you at home, please rise. All right, fans, here we go. Opening night, volleyball, Conlin Center, Dominican University of California. Up on the ladder tonight, the referee, Christopher Tor. He's assisted by Marie Dunn, second referee. Both teams low five under the net. Mid-court, Mike and I are sitting high atop center court in the luxury box. The opulent broadcasting area here at Dominican University of California.
Keys to the game night, Stu, for the Penguins will be to hang around against this team that they are just a little bit overmatched against, and they got to play with energy. First home game of the season. The idea is when if you get that crowd going, so will you, hopefully. Don't beat yourself. There'll be plenty of opportunities to make mistakes. That will happen. That's part of volleyball, but the Penguins have to limit those, especially the mental ones. For the Seawolves, kill confidence early. You want to come out and get on top of this Penguin team right away. The longer the Penguins can stay in it, the better chance they will have. A strong start for the Seawolves will help out to neutralize this Penguin crowd here at the Conlin Center. And those are some of the things that we'll be keeping an eye on for you this evening.
Good crowd on hand, fans. The Penguins off to our right, attacking from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard. Penguins occupying the southern end of the Conlin Center, high atop center court. Center court, as they say, Stuart Orn, Michael Wells, Piob, and Hunter Hornstein. Your DU broadcasters for tonight. The Penguins are now out on the court. They have brought in the libero player, and that's Ashley Pittman, her first start at home. Pittman, a 5'4" freshman out of Sonora. We'll have the starters for you as we go. Here we go, fans. The Penguins have the side out. Rhea Fa'alele with the service from the right side of the line. She goes center row, backside, over to the left side. Big spike in the middle, in. Line judge, the NC2A has actually sent out a line judge. In years past, it's been a student. But now it's a real line judge on the back line. Penguins trail by one. Game one, best of five. Rally scoring. Scoring now, serving now for the Seawolves is number six, Mackenzie Moss, a 5'11" outside hitter out of Anchorage. Penguins now with the feet clean field over to the left side. Slammed up by Morphew. She brings it across. Penguins now on defense. Uh-oh, batted way out there by the Penguins. That's Swingle. She gets it back across. Brooke Swingle, the returning veteran. She gets in the way of it, and the kill shot put down by number four, Robin Burton, a 5'11" middle blocker out of Eagle River, Alaska. Mike, isn't that your hometown?
That is not my hometown. It's close enough, though. That first kill for the Seawolves was Mackenzie Moss. That's 56 on the season. She leads the team.
Here we go now. Penguins down by two. Two zip very early in the night's proceedings. Penguins take the service point by Moss. Now it's bumped back up, front side on the left side. Off balance by Matisson. She can't put much on it. Penguins now, Morphew, left side. Morphew with a big slam attempt. It's blocked cleanly. Up on her feet comes the coach. That's Gail Stammer. Penguins lose that one, three zip. Penguins trail in game one. Here's the next service by Moss. She bounces it, looks it over the coach. Coach goes back row. Moss goes back row, dinked over. The Penguins alive. Little miscommunication there by the Seawolves. Swingle now bumps it up, goes over left side, Morphew softly into the middle row. Now it's dug out by one of the Seawolves, back over to the left side, and another killer into the net. Penguins can't handle it. Bending down on it was Rhea Fa'alele, and she could not bring it into the court safely.
That was Matiasin again, Stu. That's her second kill of the evening so far.
Here's Moss with the runner. She goes to Fa'alele. Back over to Morphew. She just dinks it over softly. Two-handed soft one. Back set now. Nicely done into the back row. Killed by Marie Borofikoff. Marie Borofikoff is a 6'3" outside hitter out of Eberswalde, Germany. And she put the outside hit on that one. Penguins down 5-0. Game one. Back row. Fa'alele. Rhea Fa'alele backs up on it. Dinks it up into the front row of the Penguins' side. That is not a good defensive play by Fa'alele. A one-minute timeout called by the Penguins. And you are listening to NC2A Volleyball Penguin Style. Conlin Center, Dominican University of California. Here's Mike.
Some of the other events going on this week, Stu. Men's soccer in action tomorrow at Sonoma State. That game's at 4 p.m. up in Rohnert Park. The men's and women's soccer teams play later this week. In a doubleheader, that's their home opener on Friday. That starts off with the men at 1:30. The women will follow at 4 against St. Martin's. That'll be a good test to see where they are this season and the first home game. Cross country is back for the first time since 1998. We have a men's and women's program. September 11th, they'll hit the ground running at Sacramento State, the Hornet Jamboree. And you can help name the student section here at Conlin September 1st through the 14th. You can drop off a suggestion at Conlin in the suggestion box. September 15th through October 1st, you can vote on it at DominicanAthletics.com.
6-0 Penguins trail. To serve again is Mackenzie Moss, the 5'11 outside hitter. She's a junior out of Anchorage. She must be getting tired, Mike. It's five serves in a row. Now Morphew goes back right corner, and the first killer of the night for Morphew. Penguins on the board, 6-1.
Stu, you'll notice that time Barakovic, the 6'3" player out of Germany, wasn't near the net. That's going to be crucial. Where is she on the floor?
Lauren Clark gets a start tonight for the Penguins, the 5'11", freshman out of Chula Vista with a service. Back to Clark. Clark's feet, dig, no, can't get it. 6-1, check it, 7-1. The Penguins had a moment of a beautiful flurry there, but it was very short-lived. 7-1, Penguins trail, game one, Anchorage in the house. Nikki Vodder to serve, a 5'8", sophomore out of Eagle River. Penguins now off balance. Morphy's way out of bounds, but she does get it inside of the antenna over to the left side. Now the killer. Good block. Penguins with a wall. Ashley Sand, the veteran, the six-footer out of Runner Park, puts the hands up, puts it down. Penguins with a point. 7-2. Sand with the glasses on. She did not wear them last year. Sand had a very good look at that block. Maybe those glasses are helping. Here's the next service by the Penguins as Hannah Stocking puts it up, and Stocking with a winner. Penguins now with two in a row, 7-3. DU's hanging in there, game one. B2 Networks worldwide, also broadcasting on radio.dominican.edu on the Penguin Radio Network. Now with the attempted kill, drifting out of bounds, Anchorage's Jackie Mathiesen drifts out of bounds, picks up the antenna on the way back. Penguin point, three in a row, 7-4. Here's the next serve by the DUs. Stocking with a good service, good block. Penguins, there's another one. After Sand throws the big arms up there, and the six-footer hauls it in for the Penguins. 7-5, DU creeping back. Here we go, the next service. Penguin fans starting to get into this one. Penguin fans below us. I can feel the grandstand shaking. Now the Penguins are on defense. It's going to be very tough as Rhea follows it into the fifth row of the grandstand as it goes out off of the front row of the Penguins, 8-5. DU's on defense now as Anchorage will have the side out service off to our left. Anchorage occupying the northern end of the Conlin Center.
We're seeing some good play from Ashley Sand right now, Stu. Two blocks already to get the Penguins back in the game.
Aku Citino with the service point. Back right corner, and the Penguins pick up another one. Sand puts that one down. It drifts across the front row, then off the middle row, and falls into the back right corner. 8-6. Penguins right there. Penguins hanging very tough. Penguins did get a win. Not a match win, but a game win against Cal State Chico over the weekend. So that was a big moment for them, apparently. In a big away tournament, 9-6, after Lachelle Rulin came in. Rulin played the libero last year, but she suited up non-libero tonight. And she knocked that one out of play, just a little bit left. Rhea comes up with it. Great save by the DUs. Help back over. Penguin fans love it. Anchorage on offense. Dinked across. Campfire. Still alive after the pancake save. And the kill put down by the Penguins after the save by Hannah Stocking.
Wow, two incredible diving digs that time by the freshman Hannah Stocking. It's that kind of energy that's going to get this crowd into the game and keep Dominican's chances towards the ceiling.
Penguins now with the service, 9-7 DU. Here's the service by Pittman. And this one's called out. What? Wait a minute. I thought the backline judge called it out, but apparently not.
He had it out, Stu, but the other guy's calling a deflection.
Okay. Touched in the front row. Penguins cough that one up, 10-7. Matter of inches. Here's the next serve by Quincy Hott, 5'7", freshman out of Gilbert, Arizona. Hot looks over the coach, head coach for Anchorage, who's Chris Green in his third season. He's assisted by Nikki Rose. Looks over the coach. Oh, okay, there's a conference at the scorer's table. 10-7 is the score, fans. Worldwide, B2. Coming up next will be Piab with the color commentary. But for now, the Penguins, Rhea Fa'alili puts this one away into the middle row. Diving forward, Anchorage can't do anything with it. Penguins down by only two now, 10-8. Here's a serve by Swingle, number 23, the veteran. She with the runner. Back set Anchorage. Back row Swingle out of play. This one's about 15,000 miles out of play, Mike. It came off the front row of the Penguin squad and nothing they could do with it.
Yeah, Swingle, just before that play, that was a bad dig right there. But the quick set caught the Seawolves off guard. I'd like to see her go to that a little bit more to keep these Seawolves guessing.
11-8, Penguins trail by three. Here is Siobhan Johansson, the 5'7" freshman out of Palmer. She's out of Palmer, Alaska. And she with a nice serve. Now the Penguins are on offense. Now running for it. Oh, Rhea found the soft spot but couldn't get it to fall. Now there's Penguins standing in front of us. I can't see the action. I don't know what happened, Mike. All I know is the ball fell on the Penguins' side, and they gave the point to the Anchorage as some fans came right up in front of the broadcasting area and stood here and watched the action, thus not allowing our broadcast team to bring that one to you. However, if you're watching on B2, you saw what happened, though we may not have. 12-8, Penguins trail by only four. Left side with the killer, out of play, but it came off of the hands of the Penguins' Lauren Clark, the 5'11 freshman out of Chula Vista. Clark bumps it out of bounds, 13-8. Anchorage with a bit of a run here. Here's the next serve by Johansson. Johansson stands only at 5'7", the freshman, but she is a very good server with a ton of topspin. Dive-bombing attack serve into the back left corner, 14-8. She looks over to the coach. Coach tells her where he wants to put it, and I'm sure with pinpoint accuracy she does so, to Swingle. Now over to the right side. The Penguins get a good shot off by Stocking. However, the deflection is right there by the Seawolves. Diving for it is the veteran Swingle. Can't come up with it. 15-8, Mike.
That's twice the Seawolves in a row have scored off deflections that have gone out of bounds, but it's still good, Stu, to see the Penguins up on the net contesting every spike.
Penguins trail by seven now. It's just two a moment ago. Here's the next serve by Johansson. She goes back left corner. Bumped up by the DUs. Now the killer into the back row, put away by Lauren Clark. Clark at 5'11", goes up another 3 feet from 8'11", Mike, with a shotgun blast to the back row.
There's Swingle again, Stu, with the quick set. That's the second time she's tried it and the second time it's worked.
The quick set, or the short set, they also call it, working very well for the DUs so far tonight. Swingle, the veteran, and the Penguins now with a masterful block. From the front row, the block by Stocking, and that one goes down 15-10. Penguins creeping back. Rhea Fa'alili with the service point from the left side of the center line. She moves over, bounces it twice, now runs up on it. Nice top spinner over to the left side in the corner, shanked. That was shanked off of the wrist of Maria Borifikov, and somehow it fell across the net against the Penguins. No. She must have hit something there, Mike, because they gave the point to the Penguins, although it fell on the Penguins' side. 15-11, the next serve by Rhea, back row, Fa'alili with the bump, up to Swingle, left side, Penguins, not much on it, back across, bumped up now, Penguins, oh, miscommunication, as Fa'alili and Pittman were diving for it, and nobody could get it. 18-11, Penguins trailing, check it, 16-11. Here's the next service by Mackenzie Moss, a 5'11 junior. Bump up by Swingle. Way over to the left side. Killer put away by Kayla Morphew. Morphew, the 5'9 junior, manages to kill it down. And the Penguins hang tough. Down by four. 16-12. Service by Clark. Clark spins it in the hand. Looks over to coach. Gets the indication. She goes back left corner. Oh, and a perfect serve. Goes back left corner. Attempting to set it up was Moss, but Moss put nothing on it. Couldn't even get it to the front row. Barely got it over the middle row. Never made it to the net. The Penguins with a point down by just three now. 16-13. Next service by Clark. Back row. Bumped up. Left side. Mathiasson with the killer. And nobody could defend against that one, Mike.
And that's huge for the Penguins' momentum right there. The Seawolves crushed that a little bit. I was thinking it was about time for head coach of the Seawolves, Chris Green, to call a timeout, but that might suffice.
17-13, Penguins trail. Service point, Nikki Viotto. Viotto, a 5'8 sophomore. Penguins now on offense, and the killer put down by Stocking fans. Get used to hearing her name. Stocking with the start tonight, the 5'10 freshman out of Ashland. And she'll get to serve now after controlling that point for the mighty Dominicans. 17-14. Right side, back row, Penguins, masterful save, dinked across, Swingle with the veteran move, good!
Great dump shot that time by Swingle. She read the defense, saw everybody creeping close towards the net, dumped it right over their heads.
Penguins trail by only two now. Here's the next serve by Stocking, back row. Bump to the front. Now with the attempted kill, bumped up, Penguins don't bite on it. Penguins all over it, Morphew. left side. Oh, and letting it go out at the last instant was Siobhan Johansson. And Johansson leaned. She wanted to touch it, and then at the last instant, she did not. Seawolves are going to rotate in two. Out Barofikov. Out Johansson. In is Akusatino. And number 14 is Lee Golden. Golden, a 5'9 junior.
Just a little deflection off the net right there made that serve a little bit too much for Stocking to handle.
19-15. Service by the Seawolves again. Poor choice there by the Penguins. They got it across and won instead of taking their time, but somehow survived that ill-advised move. Penguins now back on offense. Here is Morphew from the left side. Morphew with a killer off the hands of Golden. And Morphew is Golden.
Great set that time by Swingle. Nice little outside set. And the kill for Morphew.
19-16. Penguins now on defense. Here's a killer in the back row. And that one was put away by Mathiasen. And she has been really tough. Jackie Mathiasen at 5'11". Mike, that's a good height for an outside hitter, Mathiasen. Now she gets the serve. Oh, the Penguins, man, that's an ace as this one goes right into the middle of the middle row. Diving on it was the Libero player, Ashley Pittman, but she couldn't get to it. She was way in the back row. She came running up, tried to dig it, but no good. 21-16. Just as the Penguins start to creep ever closer, then they really can't make it work. Now the Penguins are back somehow. The Penguins Libero player Pittman gets it back across with masterful play. Boy, they're really attacking Pittman now. Now the Penguins are back on offense. They get it back to the back right corner. Now the ball is still alive. It's up on the Seawolves side. Back over to Golden. The Penguins let it go. Golden, deep, Penguin point.
If it's going to happen in game one for the Penguins, Stu, they need to go on a run right now. Down four, but regardless of what happens, if they end up taking this game, this is crucial for confidence for the rest of the game.
21-17, Penguins with the service. Here's the smack into the back row. Penguins pick it up over to the side. Oh, it's off of the blocking arm of Golden. And the Penguins with another one, 21-18. Game to 25, fans. Whistles blow, Penguins ball in play. Pittman with the serve. The lefty Pittman. Now Golden with the killer. Penguins right there with a great block. Great play there by Fa'alili. Fa'alili with a brilliant block, but the Penguins cannot pick it up. After the block, Penguins lose that one 22-18. Here's the service by Quincy Hott. She's been red hot tonight, Mike. Hott gets the bump across. Penguins on offense. Here it is into the net, digging for it. Falea Alili couldn't do anything with it. She's a little low. She hit that one a little bit late, Mike, on the way down. It went right into the net. 22-19. Here's the service. As the somehow the Penguins got that point because Falili was blocked into the net. And now for the first time tonight, the Penguins dump a service error into the net. Swingle late in the game. You don't want to do that. 23-19. With just 3 points to go in the game, now's not the time to dump it in the net.
And that's not unusual from Swingle, Stu. She led the Pac West in service aces last season.
Here's the service now by Johansson. She gets it across. The Penguins just dink it across. Nothing on it. Very softly. Setting it up perfectly for the Seawolves. Seawolves all collapse in toward the net. The back row is wide open. And a perfect block by the Penguins. And now the referees with the hands up. And after the perfect block, one of the Alaskans fell into the net. 24-20. Falea Lili now at the service for the Penguins. A little bit of pressure here. Rhea stands back, bounces it over and over. Looks at the coach. Referees waiting for the sign. Referees now in conversation with the table. Gives a sign to Rhea. She gets across a good one. Back row. Bumped up by Mathiasen into the net. Penguins alive, 24-21.
Poor effort that time by the Seawolves. They stayed behind the back line and really didn't look very enthused about that possession. It's an important one. The Penguins are still in it.
Let's win by two, 24-21. It's game point. Second game point. Now the referee's back over to the table. They've got five people at least over there scoring, maybe six. And the referee spent a considerable amount of time over there at the table.
Stu, I think what they're checking on right now is the score.
Yeah.
I think, but I'm not sure, we added a point to the wrong side. I think it should be 23-22 right now.
I agree.
Still in favor of the Seawolves. I think they're double-checking that, and I think they're going to miss it.
Yeah. There was a moment there a couple of points ago where I felt
that's
like I
bad
was confused,
miss.
But
it is our first game. If they did miss it, that's a bad miss.
The next serve by Alili. Oh, no, and the Penguins off balance, and the Penguins with poor communication diving forward is Morphew, and wow, what a letdown to game one as the Penguins cough up game one, 25-21. It wasn't really a cough up, though, Mike. It was actually pretty good work. The Penguins hung tough the whole time. They did everything they could to hang in there, and the only problem was right down the stretch, Swingle into the net, a couple of miscommunications, and that's the end of it. Once you get in the red zone, pretty tough work.
Now, if we play like that all night, Stu, I think first-year head coach Gail Stammer is going to be pleased. 25-21, you got to remember, this Seawolf team, number 23 in the nation, both losses, they're 4-2 currently, came at the hands of top 10 NCAA Division II nationally ranked teams. So Stammer's got to be happy with that one. If we can steal a game or two against this veteran squad, I think that'd be very good for confidence going into our next game.
Well, I can tell you our next broadcast is 12 days from today.
William Jessup.
That'll be on the 18th fan, 7 o'clock side out. I'll be here. We'll be on the B2 Radio Network. Hopefully we will be broadcasting worldwide that night on DU Radio. Tonight, little technical issue. Do want to thank Marcus Daniels for giving us a hand down here as we're trying to get this thing underway audio-wise. B2-wise, though, if you're watching on the video, well, you should be liking the way it looks. As far as I understand, it's looking pretty good. We're up here. Brandon Davis is in the house, fans, as usual.
All right. I'm joined now by P-Ub, who's going to help with the broadcast a little bit. P-Ub, it's your first time calling a DU volleyball game. What did you think of that first match?
Well, the first game,
excuse me.
The first game must have been very intimidating for the freshmen in Dominican. There are seven freshmen on this team, and how important is it to get their first game jitters out of it right here on their first game?
It didn't look like there were too many jitters. We saw Hannah Stocking, the freshman out of Ashland, Oregon, played very, very well. Three diving digs and some impressive play at the net along with sophomore Ashley Sand out of Rohnert Park. I mean, that's a pretty good first game for the Penguins. A little background about the Seawolf team. They return their outside hitters. Stu's been calling their names quite a bit tonight. Moss and Matisen. We're both key components to a 14-2 GNAC finish for Alaska Anchorage. They finished 23-8 on the entire season and lost in the second round of the NCAAs. On the Penguin side of things, it's a rebuilding process for us. P.U.B., we got a first-year head coach. That we've been picked to finish last in the PacWest Conference this season, which is where we were last season. But a lot of new players. And hopefully we can develop some chemistry and get this thing going. Our next couple of games, we've had four against the CCAA. Our next couple are against winnable opponents, William Jessup, Vanguard, and a few others from the GSAC.
So let's see how this young squad can do in game two here in the first opening day in the Conlin Center. So here we go. Here comes Stu Horn. Coming back from the can.
All right. Thank you very much, P-Ob. Brilliant introduction there. P-Ob is maiden voyage tonight, fans, worldwide, B2 Network. And the Penguins down game one, 25-21 in game one. Both teams have switched sides now. Just a few seconds to go until we get game two underway. Out on the floor for Gail Stammer is Rhea Falalili. She is out there joined by Ashley Pittman, Kayla Morphew, Brooke Swingle, Hannah Stocking, and one I can't see because of the referee, but I'll get the name here in a moment. There we go. Lauren Clark at 5'11 freshman out of Chula Vista. Here we go, fans. Game two, Penguins down, one love, best of five. Four NC2A referees in the house for this one. Opening night volleyball. And the Seawolves with a side out. Serving it up now is Acusatino. And after a brilliant serve, the first point goes the way of the Penguins. After the Penguins' return could not be handled by the Seawolves. One zip, deal.
What an awesome kill that was by the Penguins. How much energy can this freshman team bring right here?
Lauren Clark with the service now. She goes middle row. Bring it over to the right side. Bumped up. Penguins with a great save. Nice short set by Acusatino. Penguins all over it. Left side. Morphew digging for it. Acusatino, no. Penguin point 2-0.
That was a big, big play by the Penguins again. Luckily, that ball went out of bounds off a Seawolf.
Lauren Clark now another serve. She lays it in there just perfectly. Off balance Seawolves. It's picked up by Swingle with a nice head over to Morphew. Long style. Morphew goes right into the net. And you don't see that often out of Morphew. Kayla, one of the premier players, standout players last year for the Penguin team. Penguins in their second year in the NC2A. Two zip. Service check at 2-1. Service now by the Seawolves. After Morphew stuck in the net. And now with a soft dink across by Swingle. Into the middle row, diving for it is a Libro player. Out on the court there, that is Nikki Viotto. Viotto, 5'8", sophomore out of Eagle River. She can't get it, Penguin point. Long service, and they call it in. Hits the back line. Service by the Penguins. Hannah Stocking, NC2A ref, is all over it. 4-1. Boy, he was right on top of it. I would not want to have that one on the instant replay. That's how close that one was. Penguins get the point. We'll take it. Now way outside, stuck on the top of the net, Morphew. Now into the back right corner, picked up by Viotto. Penguins on defense now, smacked across, picked up. Rhea can't get anything. Falia Lele. Diving for
Lele. Great play by Rhea Falia Lele, a freshman, taking over, looking like Adrian Peterson out here.
She dives for it, can't get anything with it. Penguins now 4-2. DU on top. Haven't said that yet tonight. Nice service by the back row player, Nikki Viotto. She gets it right across to Hannah Stocking. Comes off the forearms of Stocking. Goes way out of play, 4-3. Next service, Seawolves, runner into the middle. Hits the top of the net, drifts across, and falls out of bounds. Good heads-up move there by Jackie Mathiasson. Mathiasson let it go. Score tied 4-4. Here's the next serve by Nikki Viotto, and that's 4 in a row for Viotto. 5-4.
Now that early 3-1 lead by the Penguins have now come off right here after this big rally for the Seawolves.
5-4, DU on defense now. Into the back row, Pittman picks it up. Penguins put it away after the bump set to Swingle. Swingle lays it in right in the center. Campfire on the side of the Seawolves. 5-0 fans. Penguins with the service. As they rotate in, Lachelle Rulin. Number 2 is Rulin. Morphew to the bench. Rulin now. Looks over to Stammer. She goes back row in the center with the service. Helped across. Bumped up, Swingle set. Helped over now, Stocking softly. Penguins back on D. Over to the right side, smashed over Mathiasson, kills it away. 6-5 Seawolves.
Almost looked like a facial right there going onto Lachelle Rulin. That came almost right towards her face. Very, very violent kill.
Rulin didn't want to wear that one. She just got out of the way, 6-5. Game two, Penguins down, one love, best of three. Penguins now on defense, bumping it across. Penguins come up with it. Rhea with the kill attempt. She can't get anything to fall. Rhea's playing well. She just can't get anything to work right now. 8-6 now, Seawolves. Wait a minute. Hold it. 6-6. I'm looking at this screen. It says one thing, but it just looks different. 6-6 fans. My apologies. 6-6. Here's Golden with the killer. Now Swingle with the bump after the Penguins save it. Back across stocking. Did it hit the ground? No. It's still alive. Smashed into the Penguins. Pick it up. Great play there by Stocking. She goes back row. Stocking to Swingle. Good. 7-6. Penguins on top.
Now the vet Swingle is showing great leadership by having a great game right here.
Agreed. Now the service by Pittman is wide left. Pittman, the lefty, chopped it out of bounds. And she sliced it away from her left arm, went out off the left side. 7-up. Biob's drinking one right now. And here's the service point into the back row by Jackie Mathiasson. Mathiasson with the ace into the back row. 8-7. Here's the service by Mathiasson. And the runner. Backspin. Rhea picks it up with the bump. Back over to Rhea. Rhea shanked it out off the left side. Point for the Seawolves. Rhea had a perfect set, a good look at it, but she just couldn't convert. Hey, President Fink's in the house. President Joseph Fink showing up for opening night. That's beautiful. Here we go, fans. Next point. Penguins trail by two now in game two. Rhea with the kill into the back row. Oh, they're not going to do anything with this. Are you kidding me? Golden saved it. Golden dove over the scoring table, and the other Seawolves could not believe it was back in play. And the Seawolves didn't know what to do with it. Penguin point, 9-8. Swingle to serve.
The Penguins catch a break right there. Here comes the serve.
Agreed. Now Swingle serves it out of bounds. She goes diagonally across court. Out of bounds off the left side. Swingle gives it up. 10-8.
Always to be lucky than good, I always say.
Yeah. Better lucky than good, they say. That's right. 10-8, Penguins trailing by two in game two. Here's the serve into the back row. Picked up by Stocking. Stocking with a killer. Hannah with a point. 10-9, DU.
Now
trails by one.
Check out that freshman. Hannah Stocking just showing great energy right here. I think we found a diamond in the rough in Stocking and Valea Lili.
You might be right. They're both playing beautifully tonight. Here's the Penguins on defense after Golden. Golden is Golden, and she got about a six-foot jump there. Good hops out of Golden, and she put away a killer, the best we've seen tonight. Golden, a 5'9" junior. She's out of Pembroke Pines, Florida. Shout out to Florida. And she gets a chance to go back to the bench as Golden. She's also, let's see, she joins Siobhan Johansson. And we'll have the replacement pieces in. And the Penguins now, Brooke Swingle with a killer. Back row in by a foot. Penguins trail by only one, 11-10 in game two. Penguins hanging very tough. On paper, Penguins are not even supposed to scare Anchorage. And I'll tell you what, after Lauren Clark goes with the runner and puts it right in the net, they're not going to scare anybody.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they didn't scare anyone right there, Stu.
No, you got to serve it over the net if you want to scare anybody. 12-10, but the Penguins couldn't do it. Penguins trail by two now, and Anchorage pays the favor back. Man, consecutive back-to-back net balls from the service line. That one by Mackenzie Moss. We heard a lot from Moss in game one, the first half of game one. We're not going to hear much from Moss, though. She keeps serving it into the net. Back-to-back NC2A net serves. Unbelievable. Morphew now. Front row, left corner. Good for the killer. 12 up. The Penguins managed to tie it midway through the game, and now the referee's in conference. Marie Dunn comes over from the far side.
That was a big kill for Morphew right there, and it ties the game up 12 up for the Penguins against the Seawolves.
Hannah Stocking to serve now for the mighty Dominicans. She backs up on it. Good top spinning serve. Short set, front row. Robin Burton, the 5'11 freshman, comes up after the short set and killed it. 13-12, Penguins trail. Here's the next serve by Nikki Viotto. Viotto standing right side of the center line. She runs up on it, gets a lot on it. Penguins pick it up softly. Now they set it to Falele. And the block is put up by Leah McWilliams, a six-footer. She's out of Pecos, Texas. The sophomore is McWilliams. First we've heard of her tonight, and she picks up a point for Anchorage. Now Anchorage serves in the net again. Two of the last three serves by the Seawolves have been net balls. That one by Nicky Viotto.
I don't understand how the C-Dubs can hit the ball right in the net when they have 3 6-footers on this team.
14-13, Penguins trail by only one. Here's the service by Lachelle Rulin, the veteran. She goes back row with a beautiful serve. Penguins now are going to be on offense. Now the Penguins, the Penguins had a perfect look at it as Ashley Sand broke into the net. The 6-footer dinks it across. Perfect timing, wide right. 14-13, the Penguins trail after Sand with the unforced error. Oh, that hurts. These unforced errors are the only difference here in game two, Piotr.
Oh, most definitely right now. But luckily, the Penguins are in this game against this number 23 ranked team.
Siobhan Johansson with the service. Sand runs in on it, sets it into the net. She just led the set way too far, and it actually went into the net. And now it's 16-13. Penguins trailing by three. It was tied at 12 a moment ago. Left side, Rhea. Left side with a killer. Bumped up by Moss. Now the smash back into the feet of Rhea, and it's short of Falealili, and the Penguins lose that point 17-13 in game two. Timeout has been called.
Now check out that kill by Falealili. This freshman has been impressive, but also look at the play by Brooke Swingle, the only senior on this in the squad that's active right now. You have three on the injured reserve, but let's check out how Kayla Morphew, the junior from Rohnert Park, California, she has been playing well as well. So let's see how this squad can play. They're down 17-13 right now, but let's see what this freshman squad can do. This is a very young squad.
Happy Labor Day, everybody, from the Conlin Center. Stuart Horn, P-Ob, your DU broadcasters for this game two. Michael Wells is along with the freshman broadcasting sensation, Hunter Hornstein. He'll be on the air in game three. 10 seconds to go in this timeout. Shout out to everybody listening on the B2 Network. Appreciate you checking out the live video broadcast tonight. Every penny goes to DU Athletics. And that's a good cause. Happy Labor Day. This is it, the 6th of September, 2010. 17-13. Penguins are trailing. Here we are in game two. Penguins down 1-11 games to a very tough University of Alaska Anchorage Seawolves, ranked 23 in the nation. D2. These ladies are tough, and the Penguins are hanging a very tough in game two. Penguins were tied at 12 up a minute ago. Now it's 17-13. Swingle's back in there along with Sand. Falealili, she's in there. And Pittman. And Stocking. And Rulin. And here we go. Siobhan Johansson, the 5'7 freshman, to serve it. Once we get back underway.
I guess you're right.
Now, these Penguins are playing with a new coach named Gail Stamer, and she took over Roger Goodwin, who was the former coach of these Lady Penguins.
You're right. Goodwin was here for 7 years, a great coach for the DU. Stamer, also a very interesting figure in the world of volleyball, Stamer, our new head coach. And the ball is in play. It's underway. Bumped up there by Pittman. No good. Out of bounds. Pittman couldn't handle it. 18-13. Siobhan Johansson to serve it now. She goes right side. Johansson, pretty good work there. This one has a little backspin. Bumped up by Rulin. Over to Swingle. Now left side. Falealili bumps it up. Golden now with the bump. Helped over softly by Mathiasson. Penguins now on defense. Here's Golden with a very high set. Right side Mathiasson. She goes across. Not much on it. Swingle sets it up to Sand. Back row tipped. Penguin point. Tipped by one of, what? I thought it was tipped by the front row of the Seawolves, but they gave it to the point of the Seawolves, so apparently I was wrong. 19-13, Penguins now trailing by six in game two. Penguins were not scheduled, nobody even thought they'd get this far. Certainly not a 12-12 moment in the game, was not anticipated. Diving for it after a great cross court by Rhea Falealili.
Now, Gail Stamer's making them play really well. And here's a fun fact about Coach Gail. She was a draft choice of the San Jose Gold Diggers in 1989. Now, Stu, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but these freshmen are playing very well for her.
1914 Stammer, the new coach for the Penguins. Here we go, fans. Penguins are on defense. Bump over to the left side. Tipped across very softly by Rhea Falealili.
Now, how often have we heard that? Have we heard that name today? Falealili. How often has she made a big play today?
Yeah, a bunch of them. More than a handful. Here's the service by the Penguins. Golden with the killer, and then Golden is very animated following that kill shot. 2015 now.
Reminds me of Big Ben Wallace out there.
And why is that, Piot?
She's supporting the Big Ben throw.
Here we go, fans. We're back underway. Dude, 5-point advantage for the Seawolves. And that one hits the bottom of the net, and the Penguins are the point, and they're only down by four. 2016. All right, here is Swingle with the serve. Swingle, flat-footed, gets it across. Back row, out of play. They're going to give the point to the Seawolves. One of the Penguins touch it in the front row. 21-16.
Now, can the Penguins bounce back from this? 21-16.
Penguins down by five. Here's Hott with the serve for the Seawolves. Oh, brother. Way off balance was Rhea. She came up right front corner and hit it on the way. Let's see. She hit it very, very early, and the ball went very flat and just about left the building. It was hit so deep. Nowhere near inbounds. And the block now put down by Robin Burton. Burton, a 5'11 freshman for the Seawolves, with a block and the kill, 23-16.
Coach Chris Green got these Anchorage Seawolves playing well. Chris Green, in two seasons, led the Seawolves to one of the most best turnarounds in collegiate volleyball by taking these Seawolves to their very first Great Northwestern Conference title.
23-16, fans, a timeout has been called by Coach Gail Stammer. In her first season, she's assisted by John Engstrom in his sixth year here at Dominican, and Katie Nelson and Laurel Grant, both in their first season. Stuart Horn and Piob. Piob is first night on the mic tonight with a live broadcast. Speaking of Mike, Michael Wells, you might remember him from his very popular sports show, Sports Night. Mike's on Tuesdays, 8 to 10 p.m. with Joey Sullivan. Also tonight in Game 3 will be the freshman broadcasting sensation, Hunter Hornstein. Worldwide, 23-16. Penguins trailing in Game 2, down one love in this best of five matchup against the Seawolves from University of Alaska at Anchorage. Service point from Quincy Hott. And from way back, Hott about 15 feet behind the baseline, lets it fly. And Rulin pounds it across and into the back row. No Penguins anywhere. Robin Burton saw the seam, took it, game point. And here's Hott with a chance to win game two. A great crowd on hand. A couple of hundred in the house for sure on this Labor Day holiday. Back in session, classes tomorrow. Penguins alive, front row, saved up by Swingle. Bumped across, two touch, called against the Penguins. That's game, fans.
That's game.
And good job there, Piob. The Penguins, after losing 25-21 in game one, give up game two, 25-16. Hunter Hornstein's coming in for game three, but until then, here's Mike.
All right, thank you, Stu. Another fairly good game for the Penguins. They hung in that one 25-16. The crucial thing here, Hunter, is going to be where is their confidence going into game three? So far, no sign of nervousness or fear against this Alaska Anchorage team that we've been pumping up so much tonight. My other question, though, is where are these fans going to be? I mean, 2-0 coming out as we have a 10-minute intermission. It's tough to be enthused when you don't have much to cheer about.
Absolutely, that's correct, Mike. You see no fear in the Dominican Penguins volleyball team's eyes, obviously, up against a formidable opponent in the Alaska Anchorage Seawolves. ranked number 23, obviously, a very good team. Dominican has been playing well, I think. They really have. That second game I liked because they came out to a fast, they got off to a fast start, and it looked like they had momentum. They looked like they had a lot of momentum, and they were able to hang with these guys. Unfortunately, Alaska's a great team, and you know, the Dominican gave them a few opportunities to get back in the game, and they obviously capitalized. The defense was better in the first game, but I like your point about the fans. Like Stu mentioned, there's a great crowd on hand. Happy Labor Day. However, they've been awfully quiet.
Yeah, they have been a little bit quiet. Good crowd, not the most enthusiastic, loud crowd that you'd like to see at Conlon. Maybe you'll have to go down there, take your shirt off, and wave it around, get them pumped up. For Game 3, the Sea Wolves do lead it 2-0. The Penguins have looked impressive. They're 0-4 so far. They lost to Chico State and Sonoma State in the Sonoma State Sea Wolf Spike. And then they also lost, that was back on September 3rd, they also lost to Cal State Stanislaus and San Francisco State on September 4th. Our next broadcast on radio.dominican.edu will be Saturday, September 18th against William Jessup. In the meantime, the women's volleyball team will head to the William Jessup University Warrior Classic. They'll face Jessup at 4 p.m. this Friday. Excuse me, Friday, September 10th. Yep, this Friday. Vanguard, after that, it's a doubleheader at 7:30. The next day, they have three games, a triple header. They'll start with Bethany, then Southwestern, then Menlo at 9 a.m., 1 p.m., 5 p.m., all winnable games. The first five games, including tonight's, have been against formidable opponents, a very tough team. Some other things going on campus. The men's soccer team plays at Sonoma State tomorrow at 4 p.m. The men's and women's soccer teams also have a doubleheader Friday against St. Martin's. That's the home opener. So, Hunter, what's your analysis so far? If you're Coach Gail Stammer in your first year, in your first home game, what are you saying at halftime to these Penguins?
Well, obviously, they're not in the greatest position. Obviously, down two games to none. Best of five, your backs are squarely up against the wall here going into this third game. But I gotta be impressed. I have to be encouraged with what I'm seeing. The defense, at times, has shown that it can hang with a tough opponent like the Sea Wolves. The offense, obviously, the freshman Hannah Stocking, very impressive. As Falea Lili, those two freshmen obviously have really done a great job. They're very impressive. Falea Lili is actually from Long Beach, California. We went to Long Beach Polytechnic High School. That's my rival high school. I'm from Long Beach. Went to Long Beach Wilson, and definitely saw her play a couple of games at Wilson against the Bruins. Very good player. But hey, keep your heads up. Keep playing defense. Get off to a fast start. Use the momentum. And this crowd does need to get into this game. They do. They definitely do. It's kind of quiet. The stands aren't shaking, and that's a big thing for players.
Post-game show will be about 10 minutes following tonight's match. Myself and Joey Sullivan will have that for you, 415-482-3587, if you'd like to call and chime in about either team. And tonight's game, we'll also be talking some other Penguin sports. So, Hunter, some of the other things that are going on, the men's and women's soccer teams, like we said, Friday they have their home opener. Bridget Follin's a defender, Shannon Elkins is a midfielder, and Katie Brown is also a defender. All three of those ladies were named to the preseason All-Pac West soccer team. And Alex Ziegler on the men's side was named to that team as well. So what do you think about this Friday doubleheader? We got St. Martin's coming to town. We haven't looked great. Neither team has a win yet. The men's soccer team did look good against UC San Diego, tying them 0-0. What do you expect to see this weekend?
Well, I'm really excited for this weekend. Obviously, a lot of sports going on. The soccer team's going at it. True, they haven't looked as sharp as they could. They do have potential. They are both scrappy teams. I think, though, it's going to be exciting because it is our home opener. There are going to be a lot of people out there. They're going to make noise. They're going to be loud. And that's going to help pump up our team. So I'm excited.
You can help name the student section. Fans, parents, doesn't matter. Here's what you do. You put a suggestion in the suggestion box at Conlon. You can do that from September 1st through the 14th. Or you can do that on Twitter. Dominican Athletics is the Twitter that you want to get a hold of. September 15th through October 1st. You'll be able to vote on different names like the Black Hole or the Icebox for the student section on DominicanAthletics.com. And then October 14th, during Midnight Mayhem, which is Dominican's feature event for some of their sports teams, and it also celebrates the beginning of the men's and women's basketball teams, the name whatever it may be, will be revealed. So, Hunter, I like the black hole, but they use that quite a bit. How about the ice box? I mean, there was a few others. What would you go with?
Yeah, I like the ice box. I think that's great. I know I thought about the iceberg. However, I know you want to say the fans are in the ice box. I think that just sounds better. I think that sounds great.
It's got to be in.
It's got to be in. True. In the iceberg, on the iceberg might sound a little off. But if you say you're in the ice box, hey, I like it. I like it a lot more than a black hole. I don't really see how a black hole goes with the Penguins. An ice box, though, it certainly can.
All right. The other thing that's getting underway this weekend, cross country, September 11th at Sacramento State, the Hornet Jamboree. This is the first time we've had a cross country team at Dominican since 1998. Hunter, in that year, we won the CalPAC championship. This year, we're in the Pac West. It's our second season. We're in this provisional stage here as an NCAA 2A member, or on our way to becoming that. What do you think of this cross country team as they hit the ground running?
Obviously, you know, cross country is something that you have to look at as a whole. It's a tough sport. You are running all the time. I think they got a shot.
That's the sport.
That is the sport. No, I think they definitely have a shot, like you said, trying to ease into that NCAA too. But there's a lot of pride behind the Dominican name, and I think that's going to help them in the long run. So I'm looking forward to that.
All right, both teams are coming out. We have about 3 minutes until game three here in the opening night for Conlon. Happy Labor Day to you. Thank you for joining us. If you're just tuning in, you got us for the halftime show. Michael Wells alongside Hunter Hornstein. Stu Wirt Horn is the voice, the play-by-play voice of the Penguins. He'll be with you shortly. So some of the other action, like we said, let's talk about this volleyball team here for the Penguins a little bit more. September 10th and 11th this weekend, big tournament. Jessup, Vanguard, Bethany, Southwestern, and Menlo. In that order, across two different days. I don't want to say these teams are bad, because that's not the case. Some of these teams are very good. But as CalPAC squads and GSAC squads, not typically as strong as the GNAC, the Seawolf team we're playing tonight, or the four CCAA opponents, Chico State, Sonoma State, Cal State, Stanislaus, and San Francisco State, that we've already played this year. So, Hunter, we've talked about the weekend coming up in soccer. How about volleyball? What do you like that you've seen so far tonight, and how do you think they'll do this weekend?
Definitely like in the second game, starting off on the right foot, starting off fast, getting up 3-0, and really putting the pressure on the Seawolves. It looked like they said, you know, we're here to play, and they sent a message, I think. They didn't win the game, but you know what? This is a 23-ranked team, and this team is a very good team. Obviously, you open the door a little bit, and you just crack it, and they're going to find a way to bust right in. So I think the Dominican Penguins did a great job of setting the tempo that second game, trying to get off to that fast start, trying to use that momentum. They've just got to stop making silly mistakes and really continue keeping pressure on the Seawolves. That's a big thing. Obviously, Seawolves very good, so you have to play pretty much flawlessly as your backs are up against the wall right here.
And one of the freshman standouts that might help us do that is Rhea Falealili, 5'9", out of Long Beach. We've talked about her quite a bit, called her name quite a bit. And the other freshman that's been impressive is Hannah Stocking, some hard work plays, the digs, the diving digs. And also some play at the net by Ashley Sand, who's a sophomore. So it could happen for them. I'd like to see the Penguins take a game or two, but we'll see. Let's turn it back over now to Stuart Horn, the voice of the Penguins. Game three with the Penguins trailing the Seawolves of Alaska Anchorage 2-0.
Thank you very much, Mike. Hunter, nice to have you alongside for this game three here from the Conlon Center. Hunter and I are way high atop center court. The opulent broadcasting area. Referees making their way back out onto the court, welcoming everybody watching worldwide on B2 and on the Penguin Radio Network, checking this out via podcast. Here we go, fans. Game three. Penguins must win this one to stay alive tonight. Labor Day 2010, September 6th, Santa Fe, California, 8 o'clock straight up. Right on the button. Penguins game three. Penguins back off to our right now. Penguins down in game one, 25-21. Game two, after being tied 12 up. Seawolves went on a massive run. 25-16 was the final.
obviously this is a huge game, Stu, but you see no fear in the Penguins' eyes. They're very loose over there. They're laughing, they're joking around, they're smiling. So I expect big things out of this third game.
All right. I hope you're right. Hunter, bring us home a win, huh? First serve by Rhea Faleilele. Nugget. Net ball to open game three is not the way the Penguins were looking to do it. Faleilele, she barely hit the net. It's not like it hit the top of the net and rolled down. It barely got there.
Yeah, obviously not the way you want to start off the ball game.
Obviously, Penguins down one zip. Now the Penguins are the best rally of the night going in the second point, and the killer. I can't believe it's the same team. Lauren Clark with the killer, Penguins. 1-1. Good play there by the DUs. Clark to serve. Middle of the house. Runs up on the center line. The runner. Good serve. Diving over. Now the Penguins, Faleilele with the block. She bends down on it, sends it up into the 12th row of the grandstands. 2-1 in favor of the Sea Wolves. Faleilele couldn't do anything with it. It was a massive kill by the Sea Wolves. Here's a service by Viotto. Viotto had a ton of work in the first two games, especially game two. 25-16, the final there in game two. They send it back over to Rhea, and it seems like Rhea's getting all the balls here, Hunter, because they're going right at her time and time again, and she can't handle the kill.
Yeah, that's a really tough play there.
3-1. Penguins now trailing. Here's the next runner, and you are right. It is a tough play. Viotto with the serve. Now the Penguins drifting up on it. Good move there by Sand. Sand seemed to hang in the air forever and then lowered the hammer. 3-2. Penguins creeping back. Game three. Penguins down 2-love in this best of five. Service point for the DUs. Stocking with a good one. Now they go to Rhea. She bumps this one cleanly. Over to Swingle. Over to Morphew with a killer. Running for it. Way out of bounds. Game tied. 3-up.
And that's going to be key for the Penguins, just to keep the pressure on, keep the momentum on their side, keep the game within reach.
Game tied. 3-up. Ball's in play. Left side. Good block. Penguins. Bumped up, Swingle off the top of the net. They get it over to Morphew, off balance. Morphew goes back right corner, running for it. Nobody's going to get to this one. I lied! Unbelievable play by the Seawolves. What a beautiful move, and the Penguins with a killer. They bump it back up, somehow alive. Does it hit the center line? No. Point for the Penguins. It's out of bounds just slightly, and the D's deserve that one after Mathiasen knocked it out wide left. 4-3, Penguins on top. This is the latest in any of the three games the Penguins have led. Here's a softy, bumped up DUs. Swingle, short set, bumped up Sand. Swingle again, over to Morphew. Swingle to Morphew, you're going to hear that all season long, fans. That's like Montana to Rice. Now the Penguins diving for it. Two touch on Swingle, no. 4-up.
One of the only times I've seen the head coach for the Alaska Anchorage Seawolves, Chris Green, in his third season. He's finally getting up out of his chair. He's been sitting there pretty much the past two games with his poker face on.
4-4. It hasn't hurt him. Here's the serve by Johansson. She serves it. Now they get it back to Johansson. She breaks toward the net. She can't do anything with it as she dives to her right. It goes out off of her right hand. Now they're going to sub Golden back in there. The Penguins bring back Rulin to serve in place of Morphew. 5-4. The Dominicans on top. Here's Rulin. Oh, Rulin net. Penguins were up by one. Now it's tied. Shout out to Devin Webster over there taking pictures. She plays for John Delano on the women's soccer team, but no more this season. ACL blown. She's got the big brace on over there taking pictures. She's up on it, though. And now the Penguins with a killer from the front left corner. 6-5, Penguins go up again. Every game, it seems early in the game, the Penguins get better and better. It's that back half of the game, and the Penguins can't seem to hang on to it. Talking to Angstrom at the start of the game, had a great showing against Chico, taking one of those games. And now out off of the outstretched arm of Hannah Stocking. Stocking couldn't do anything with it. Good kill shot in play by the Seawolves. Six up now, fans. Penguins did manage a seven up last game. Pittman to serve. Check it. Hot to serve. Gets it over. I thought it was going to be to Pittman, but Pittman couldn't have taken it. She's on the bench. Now the Penguins with a killer. Penguins go back up, and the grandstands rattle. 7-6, DU. Swingle, back right. Softly flat-footed. Swingle, bumped up. Swingle now breaks toward the net with the set. Over to Morphew, slap back, out of play. Morphew with a killer. That was not Morphew. That was Falealele with the killer. Falealele was in Morphew's spot. Morphew's on the bench, so she couldn't have killed it. This is a nice block by Lauren Clark. Penguin point, 9-6. This is the greatest margin the Penguins have had all night. Tying the greatest margin, I should say, 3. They have not been up by as many as 4 yet. And now an illegal rotation for the DUs. Against the DUs, I should say. Illegal rotation gives the point to the Seawolves as Swingle comes over to have a conversation. And I'm not sure what happened there, except the Penguins just mismanaged their setup. 9-7. They give the point to the Seawolves without the ball even going into play. Ooh, that hurts. Now the killer laid in there by Stocking. But one of the Penguins fell into the net, I think. 9-8. Seawolves creeping back. Pace of this game, rapid-fire succession. Here's the service. Falele gets it. Now they set it back over to her, and she shanked it out of bounds left side.
They continue to let the Seawolves creep back into the game, tied here all up at 9.
Looking over to the coach now is Aku Citino with the service. Aku Citino now breaks back toward the net, comes off of her left side. 10-9, Penguins. Rotation for the DUs. Back in there is Pittman. And Morphew. Service by Rhea. Front row. Bump to Rhea. She's got a hand on it. Now the set by Swingle. Over to Kayla. Kayla too deep. Way out of there on the right side.
It's had a little too much juice on that one, Stu.
A little too flat. You're right, Hunter. 10 up. Here's the service now by Mackenzie Moss. A lot of work by Moss in game one. Morphew back at her. Tremendous block by Robin Burton. Morphew almost saw that one up close on the way back. 11-10 Penguins trail. Service by Moss now, 2 in a row. Moss 5-11. She can get way up there. She serves it very deep, and the Penguins heads up move, let it fly. That one drifts with backspin. 11 up, 4 aces on the board. Service by the DUs into the back row. Penguins on defense. Backs at Anchorage. Into the net. Morphew can't block it cleanly. Santa Morphew got tied up. Penguins down by 1 again. They led by 3 early. Now they're down by 1. Game 3, best of 5. Service by Viotto. She runs up on it from the right corner. Up to Swingle the setter, back set. Slammed up there by Stocking. Stocking good hops. Couldn't get it to fall though. Good block by number 12. That's Leah McWilliams.
And this is where Alaska shows they're a great team. Smelling blood and going right after the Dominican Penguins.
Good call, 13-11. Yeah, that's good insight. You're right, 13-11, and now it's 14 as Morphew goes up against Marie Barofikoff. Barofikoff put up a wall there and just said no. Just said no to the slam by Morphew. 14-11, a timeout has been called by the Penguins. Don't forget, fans, postgame tonight with Michael Wells and Joey Sullivan. They're going to talk all about this one. The Penguins' first home game under Coach Gale Stammer. Stammer, her first year with the DUs, she's got the ladies up all around them. Stammer's in there at about 6'3", Hunter.
Yes, I went down there earlier to ask her for the starting lineups, and I was staring up for days. My neck started to hurt. She's quite tall.
Yeah, absolutely. Stammer, I don't know what position she played, but as the season progresses, we'll get to know more about Stammer and her collegiate career. But Stammer's in there. I bet she's got some hops, and when she's showing these ladies how to kill it, I bet she's something on the court. She's over there now, our brand new coach. Gail Stammer in her first year, want to welcome her. 2 seconds left, there's the buzzer. End of the timeout has come. Stuart Horn, Hunter, Hornstein, a lot of horns there in those two words, or four words I should say. 14-11 fans, no relation. Hornstein out of?
Long Beach, California.
Thank you, sir, 14-11. Service point now off to our left. By Nikki Viotto, the 5'8 sophomore. She runs way up on it, 4 or 5 steps. Gets it up to Stocking. Bumped over to Swingle, trouble. Morphew gets it across. Penguins with a great block, still alive somehow. Unbelievable play by Mathiasson. And Mathiasson heads up after the Penguins with some brilliant play. Mathiasson saw the back left corner open and laid it right in there. Just when the Penguins were getting confident. 15-11. Next service by Viotto. She lays it across, back to Stocking again. They're targeting Stocking. Short set from Swingle to Sand. Penguins now on defense. Here's the slam across. Morphew down on her knees. Can't get it to do anything good. Goes way out of bounds. 16-11. 16-11 fans, Viotto. She gets a sign from Coach Green. Back left corner. Pittman. Here it is, softly. Stocking, middle row, campfire. Penguin point, finally. It's been a while.
Maybe that's the momentum that they need. Let's see if they can build off that. It's going to be important as the Seawolves are bearing down.
That's a good point. This one off the tape, still alive. Good play there by the Seawolves to keep it going. Swingle steps up on it. Swingle now with a bump in the save, Sam. Now over to Morphew, softly back row. Penguin point, that's two in a row. Hunter, as you called it, the Penguins with a little mo.
Build off it, build off it. Keep the pressure on the Seawolves.
Penguins trail by 3 now, 16-13. Back row, service point, good play there. Penguins alive, bumped up by Swingle. Now it's set, flat-footed Rhea. Now they go over to the left side. Smashed across by Mathiasson, and she gets a winner. Penguins couldn't handle it in the front row. Penguins now down by 4, 17-13.
Sands had a couple of tough goes the last time around. That's about 3 in a row where she's gone up and blocked it. Just somehow the Seawolves have found a way to score a point.
Siobhan Johansson with the service. She goes up, and here's the Penguins are on defense. They get it back over. Golden with a nice shot. Now helped across by Swingles. Softly out of play, left side, or near side, I should say. Penguins get the point, 17-14. Game 3, best of 5, fans. Penguins have to win this game to stay alive.
Absolutely, Stu. Backs are firmly against the wall. They've got some work to do.
Ruling to serve. Ruling the sophomore, but has a good year under her belt. Ruling dives for it now, and she cannot get it. Diving in there was Swingle and Ruling. Neither lady could field it cleanly. Penguins back down by 4, getting late, 18-14. Post-game analysis with Mike and Joey coming up just a couple of minutes after the game ends. This one served into the net by Mathiasson.
Penguins caught a break there. Again, this is a very young team, 7 freshmen, only 2 seniors. You got to be impressed with the way they're holding up against a 23-ranked Alaskan team.
You're absolutely right. They are. They're holding up very nicely. Tying game 2 at 12. 18-15 now, only down by 3. Mathiasson now dives in on it. Oh, it's kept alive, and the Penguins with a great save, best of the night. Backset over to Golden, and that'll be the end of it as Golden puts it away. Boy, Golden brings a ton of energy to every shot, and then after the shot, Golden really lights up.
The 5'9 junior out of Florida, Pembroke Pines, she certainly can get some hops.
19-15. Quincy Hott to serve now, the 5'7 freshman. A lot of freshmen on the Seawolves teams, too. But as Hunter mentioned, 23 in the nation in D2.
Yes,
ladies
correct.
Are tough.
Correct. Three freshmen on the Seawolves team. That's to the seven freshmen on the DU team.
Seawolves are 4-2 so far. Penguins 0-4. No conference games yet. Seawolves have reached the red zone. 20 points. 20-15. DU's trail. And Golden gets a big block.
Man, you gotta love her energy. Pumping her fists and screaming. Gotta love it.
Golden and Burton got up there, threw up the wall, and there's no getting through that one. 21-15, 4 points away from a victory. Seawolves getting very vocal now. A lot of confidence. Swingle with the bump. Penguins can't do much with it. Rhea helps it across. Penguins on defense. Golden. Falealele with a brilliant block. Rhea got up there with, let's see, she got up there with Lauren Clark and saved that point for the DU's. 21-16 now. Penguins down by five. Here's the killer with quite an angle out of Robin Burton. Massive hops, very sharp angle down, 22-16.
Burton, only a 5'11 freshman. Great job getting up in the air and spiking that ball straight into the ground. DU could do nothing with it.
Acusatino now to serve. Last time she served it into the net. 22-16. This one's a lot better. Rulin over to Swingle, helped across. Penguins get it over, but not much on it. Uh-oh, trouble. And Burton with two in a row, 23-16.
Telling you, this Alaskan team is doing a great job finding the holes in this DU defense. And you got to think that with these freshmen like Burton doing such a great job, that's two in a row that she's scored, they're looking in a good way in the future.
Timeout has been called by head coach Gail Stammer. 45 seconds to go in this timeout. Reminding you, our next broadcast, fans, will be on DU Radio Worldwide as well as the B2 Video Network. That'll be 12 days from now. And that is the 18th, I do believe, Hunter. Penguins will be welcoming and welcome William Jessup right here to the Conlin Center. That'll be a non-conference affair. William Jessup plays in the Cal Pack. Penguins in the Pac West. Those are the two conferences. That night, we'll have it for you live on radio.dominican.edu.
Absolutely. Can't wait for that game. Hopefully another big crowd like we have today on this Labor Day. Happy Labor Day to all those of you who are listening.
24-16, fans. Stuart Horn, Piab, and Hunter Horenstein. Piab and Hunter Horenstein going their maiden voyage tonight for sports broadcasting class, welcoming those two gentlemen alongside. Here we go, the final run, 23-16, Penguins trail. Acusatino to serve it up, the 5'7 sophomore. From the middle of the house, back row, Penguins on it, Swingle with the bump set. Back over off the net, Penguins with a point.
Still alive, hanging around, scrappy, aggressive team.
Hannah Stocking with a killer there, 23-17, Penguins will not die easily. Here's Rhea, gets off a good one. Open the game with a net serve, Rhea. This one's much better. That one's way up there. In fact, the ceiling of the Conlin Center is in play, fans. It didn't hit the ceiling, but it almost did. The rattle around up there in the rafters. This one now off the back row, bumped up. Swingle gets it back over to Morphew. Morphew one-handed, softly over, not much on it. This one's gonna be a little obtuse. Oh, and the Penguins now go back row. Trying to keep it alive is hot. She does so. Smashed up by Burton. Penguins with a save. Great save in the back row. Penguin fans going crazy. This one comes off. And Falealele with a killer. It was more of a soft little block shot, but it went down, 23-18.
Absolutely. Great job by the former Long Beach Poly Jackrabbit.
Here's Rhea with a serve, 23-18, fans. And this is the killer by Robin Burton, the 5'11 freshman, and it is now match point.
And I'm telling you, Stu, that Seawolves bench is fired up. They are up, jumping around. Still Coach Green sitting there in his chair with that poker face.
You're right, he hasn't left yet. This one is served out of bounds. So with the entire match on the line, Mackenzie Moss comes up and shanks it out of bounds and opens the door for the Penguins in a huge way. Well, that's just what the DUs needed. Here's the service by Lauren Clark. It is a live match point number two. Here's the killer off the top of the net. What's the call? Penguin point.
Wow, and the Seawolves are just letting DU hang around here. Let's see if they can capitalize on this.
24-20. Here's the next serve by Clark. Two in a row for Clark. Back set. Match point number three into the net by Marie Borofikoff. That's three match points in a row, and the DUs are hanging tough. 24-21. Could the DUs do it? Here's the next one, fans. Nice serve by the Penguins. Here's the killer off of Swingle. That's match. Good play there by the Penguins tonight. The last game, 25-21, as was the first. The middle game went 25-16. The DUs go down in three, as was expected, but they hung very tough. Great play tonight out of Roulon, especially out of stocking the freshmen. Want to give a shout-out to Clark, Falea Lili, great work tonight. Ashley Sand, Swingle, Morphew, the veterans. Thanks for listening tonight and watching the game on B2. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beal. Stuart Horn signing off for Piab, for Hunter, for Michael Wells. Thank you for listening, fans, from the Conlin Center. See you in 12 days. Radio.dominican.edu.